Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We're hearing that we may have a little surprise for the adults today with the camp giveaway.
Love it, love it, love it.
We have another camp to give away. We'll do that in about 30 minutes, less than 10 minutes away from announcing the first three names for Beat the Bank for your shot at up to $1,000.
All right.
Let's do Does That Make Me Crazy now. Get us in that good mood. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What are the crazy things you do? Jenna just told us that she likes to wait for her pug's tongue to get super dry, and she likes to kiss it.
Real quick, I try to catch her.
Yeah. Huh. Emmanuel wrote, or Emmy, I mean, wrote us to Jenna, and she said, yes, that makes you crazy, Jenna. Dry tongue or not, they lick their butts with it.
It's so true.
And other dogs' butts.
Dogs are gross.
Yeah, that's a lie about their mouths are cleaner than humans.
They're not.
I would think so. I would think that's
talk to somebody who's worked in a lab or anything. They'll say that's not true.
Yeah.
It's impossible because they do lick their butts.
The dry tongue's funny, though. Yeah, wet. I don't kiss my dog like some people.
Oh, wet tongue's the
like
worst.
Like wet kisses, no.
From the text, before we go here to the phones.
Bring it.
I rarely eat donuts, but when I do, I dip them in mustard.
Whoa. Oh.
Mustard?
That's from Melissa. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah, well.
Sweet sour, though.
Food combination thing.
Sweet and sour sauce.
That's just, you know, it's hard to say. That's just a preference, right?
See, and I hate mustard, so I don't like mustard. But for people that love it, I don't know.
I went through a phase where I always thought I was out of mustard.
Uh-huh.
And so every time I'd go to the grocery store, it's like this weird obsession I had. And every time I would go to the grocery store, I'd buy more mustard. And I'd go home and I'd be like, dang it, I already had mustard. I ended up with like 8 things of mustard. I don't know what was wrong
same
with me.
Same mustard or you mix it up?
It's always yellow, just regular yellow.
Just yellow.
Mm. And every once in a while I'll get the hankering for like horseradish mustard or something. I don't know. It's just weird. I went through a mustard phase.
I can't do that Grey Poupon.
No Grey Poupon for you?
I can't do the fancy
it's right
mustard.
It's in the right sandwich. It's good stuff.
Too spicy.
Too spicy.
Too spicy.
Too spicy.
Too spicy.
All the mustards.
You like spicy? No.
No, too spicy.
Too spicy.
Not spicy. No spicy.
No spicy.
I want spicy.
No spicy. Hey, Amber.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? What do you do with your soap?
I wash it at least like 10 times before I use it.
You wash your soap?
I know. I'm just like, I don't know if that makes me a germaphobe or if that makes me crazy.
Yeah, that's...
Well, I've seen... You must have seen a lot of bars of dirty soap, like where people who are really dirty wash their hands and they put the soap back and then the grime is on the soap that dries.
Yeah.
That means the soap is dirty.
That is pretty gross.
It's like dirty soap.
Yes.
You know what, Amber? Actually, you might be onto something because I remember when I used to have a roommate, and obviously we'd have the soap in the bathrooms.
Yeah.
We all used it. We found out that he was rubbing the soap on his body, on his actual body. So everywhere he washed, everywhere, that bar of soap hit. And then we got grossed out.
Because y'all are using the same soap.
Yeah, we're using
soap. I get the soap wet and then lather it.
That's what you're supposed to do.
And then use like my palms to wash everywhere. I don't take the bar of soap.
And go and go all over.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, he was even going downtown and using the soap.
Oh,
and we're like, no.
Well, I take the soap downtown.
Yeah. Well, you live by yourself. Not when you have roommates, you don't do
that. No.
Amber.
Mm-hmm.
You're not crazy, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
I think
soap is filthy.
Yeah, you're clean. Amber's the cleanest girl out there.
Soap uptown, downtown, all over town.
All over town. That's what you got to do, Big Al. That's how you clean yourself. When I see pictures of people standing by a pool, I have the internal urge to want to push them into the pool. That's from Allie. Does that make me crazy?
As long as you don't act on it, I don't think it makes you crazy. Because if you act on it, it could be bad.
Yeah.
It could be really bad. The person you're pushing does not think it's such a good, funny joke.
Right.
No. I only want to push people in when they're wearing clothes, not when they're in their bathing suits.
Again.
You need to know your audience.
As long as you don't act on it.
I've never done it, but I really want to. It makes you a prankster, Allie, I'd say.
Either.
I don't know if crazy is. Hey, Destiny.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. What's your crazy all about?
So I cannot stand the sound of people chewing. To the point where I actually quit a job when my boss was training me. They wouldn't stop eating behind me, and I couldn't handle it, so I just quit. I was like, I just want another job.
Did you put that on the application on why you left your last job? My boss was chewing behind me?
No. No, that's not what I put. I just said it didn't work out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Didn't, you know,
well,
was it a good paying job?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so not crazy then.
Yeah, I wouldn't. If it was a great paying job, I'd say crazy. But right. If it's one of those but where that, you can find another one.
But that annoys me too. And I used to know a dude. I mean, just smack this food. I, you know, like we'd go to lunch or either go get some food and bring it back to the office. drive me nuts, man.
I told you what my pet peeve is with my wife, right?
Yeah, you have.
Her gulping.
Oh, yeah.
She's when she drinks water, she is a gulper. Like,
She wakes you up in the middle of the night.
Wakes me up in the middle of the night.
You need to borrow Jenna's earplugs.
Yeah.
She's drinking.
Oh. She still does it, too.
And we're not finding anybody crazy today.
Yeah.
Right. Everything is completely rational to us.
Right.
Let's see.
Remember last week we had some winners, though, Kelly. So.
Okay, maybe Justin's going to be crazy for us here. Right. Justin, go ahead.
Hey, okay, so I have an irrational phobia of wet popsicle sticks. They make me feel the same way it feels when you hear nails on a chalkboard. Does that make me crazy?
Oh, wait, wet over the dry ones?
Yeah. Dry ones are fine.
Oh, see, I think dry ones are going to give me splinters.
Yeah, see,
that makes my
ones.
Teeth hurt right now talking about it.
I would understand a dry fear, but the wet fear, I don't.
You eat a lot of sickles?
No, none. I can't.
Yeah. Because he knows what's coming.
town is bringing a food on a stick fest to my town. I can't go to it.
Can't
even watch people eat them.
Can you use chopsticks?
No.
No chopsticks. You got to get the plastic chopsticks.
So you don't
chopsticks.
Like any wood in your mouth?
Nothing.
I don't think that's crazy because that made my teeth hurt
that makes
just hearing you describe it.
I'd say you're crazy, man. They're just popsicle sticks.
I get it.
Yeah. I'll give you a slight crazy, bro.
I get it, but I love a good bomb pop.
Yeah. Al?
Just move on.
Pass on that?
Just move on.
Yeah. That was a pretty good one.
What?
I don't know, Jenna. Yeah.
You
like bomb pops?
Yeah.
Love them.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
That's so good. Thanks. From the text, every time I see a dead animal on the road, I'm always scared that it's still alive and suffering. So I have to do the right thing, and I gotta run over it to be humane.
No!
Does that make me crazy?
No!
Oh,
no! Stop the show! No! No! No!
No!
No!
That's from Matt.
No!
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 I don't.
Stop the show! No, show
what?
I don't think that makes him crazy.
No, he's very,
he's
a country
humane.
Boy
no.
who is humane, but
show's
I couldn't
over.
Do it.
I'm done. No, no.
He's a humane country boy.
You guys have never done that?
No.
What?
No.
I can't.
Oh, no, I can't.
When I was 16 and first had my license, I clipped I think it was a chipmunk.
Yeah.
And I was so distraught. And I went back. I saw it. It was dragging itself.
Oh, Jenna!
Oh, no!
And I didn't know what to do, so I ran over it again as I cried.
Stop!
Were you singing Rihanna's, I don't want to be a murderer?
I didn't. You guys, but I wouldn't normally do it. But I was so upset, and I didn't know what to do, and I was crying. But he looked like he was suffering bad.
He was. He did the right thing.
So I just went back over.
You went back.
He did the right thing, but I couldn't do it. I just couldn't.
But then Jenna missed again, so she had to go again forward.
No.
The first roadkill when you get your license.
No.
The first roadkill is heartbreaking.
No,
it is,
no.
And it happened.
No. Oh,
all right,
I just couldn't do it.
Let's go away from animals and move on.
That's true. That is the humane thing to do, yes.
No.
Yeah.
But it's awful.
But no.
So, not crazy, just humane. Graphic.
Oh, made my butt hurt.
Your butt hurts.
Your butt hurts.
My teeth hurt from the last phone call.
His
butt hurts.
Right
from this
here.
Phone call.
I'm not even lying. Like right here, Kelly. Where's
Wait,
that? My glute. Right side cheek.
Okay.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Hey, Kobe.
I need a drink or something. What's the
question? Hey.
Kobe, I have a feeling that Kobe's going to be crazy for us here. Go ahead, Kobe.
I've been listening to y'all for 8 years, man. I haven't missed one episode. I listen to y'all on Kid Nation. This is the first time I've ever gotten through.
Yay.
Which one's
your favorite? I love y'all.
No, don't.
With all my heart.
I was going to ask for his favorite episode.
I listened to y'all when I was 18 years old by one of my bosses, and then I fell in love with y'all.
Oh, that's great. Your boss
Thank
is awesome.
Big guy. Thank you, buddy.
So go ahead, hit us with your crazy.
I like the smell of telephone poles.
Thank you.
What do they smell like?
I don't know. You ever seen the telephone poles with the black stuff all over
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Just walk up to it and smell it. It smells so good. It's like
there's going to be a lot of people sniffing poles today.
Does it smell like fresh tar or
I've
something?
Done that.
I don't know. It just smells so good. Ever since I was a little boy, I've loved the smell of telephone poles.
Kobe,
sir, I don't. Your timing was impeccable with that comment, and I want to. I'm going to send you something. I don't even know what it is.
Oh, really?
I am.
Love y'all, man.
I love you too, brother.
We'll send you a T-shirt.
I want to go to the mat. Dude, I've been wanting to go my whole life.
You come on, and your whole night is on me. You just go on.
Send him whatever tequila is sitting next to you. He sounds like a guy that would like that bottle of tequila.
I will. Dude, you're...
I won't drink too much, but I will drink a little bit.
Well, good. That'll be a cheap night for me then. That's
and you
great.
Guys can go sniff poles.
Yeah, go sniff poles. There you go.
Come true.
Kobe, congratulations. You're certified crazy on the Kid-Kratic Morning Show. Hold on for us.
Hold on. I'm going to get your info. I'm going to send you something.
We'll send you a T-shirt and whatever else Al wants to send you, Kobe.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That was a great call at the right time for me.
I like to sniff telephone poles.
I needed a laugh right there. That
my
was
man.
My day was almost ruined.
Hey, let's make somebody else's day right here. Al's day's made with the sniffing of telephone poles. Now let's give away some money with Beat the Bank. We have three names. First one in gets to play. Big Al Mac.
All right.
Hit us with those names.
Paula Bui, Emily Hobbs, Jessica Perez, Emily Hobbs, and Paula Bui.
Bui.
You have 10 minutes from right now to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE. That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If nobody calls back within 10 minutes, we will open it up. But right now, let's keep those phone lines open for those three people. We'll play Beat the Bank next.
It's the Kid-Kratic Morning Show.
Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Come on, Kid Nation. We're pulling. For you, take our money, then go sniff a pole. Beat the bank. Beat.
I like the smell of telephone poles.
I like the smell of telephone poles too, Kobe.
Oh, my man.
I am going to go see what that's all about.
I would imagine it's something like something similar to the stuff that they use to treat wood, like on your deck.
Yeah.
You know.
Creosote is what people are saying it's called. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right.
I got a cousin.
Creosote. Yeah. Creosote. Something like that.
All right.
Let's meet our contestant. First one to call us back out of those three names is you, Emily Hobbs. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Better now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever sniffed a pole?
What's that?
Have you ever sniffed a pole?
No, but I see some right now. I'm in the parking lot. So
you're tempted, aren't you?
One.
I know everybody's tempted to do that
today.
Oh, you see one?
Yeah, because I'm in a parking lot, so I might as well go throw one.
Well, it's got to be one of the wood poles. Is it the wood or the metal poles?
No, right now it's just the metal.
Don't mess with the metal poles.
Yeah, I think you got to be careful. There's probably a whole lot of electric current going through those, right?
Yeah, true.
The metal ones? Yeah. Find a wood one and sniff that one.
Be careful around the pole.
Yeah, please.
Right.
Please.
Okay. Stay off the pole.
What do you do for work, Emily?
I'm a project manager at Lockheed.
Nice.
Wow.
Managing projects.
Like airplanes
right.
and stuff.
That's
what they're doing over
really?
There.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at you. It's pretty cool. Well, here's how the game works, Emily. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. There's a banker in there. There's money in there. It's going to be thrown your way. Increases the longer you stay in there. Banker is eventually going to get to hopefully $1,000, which is the maximum. Somewhere in between there, you got to yell stop. When you think he's gone as high as he's going to go, that's what you will get. Now, sometimes there is a safe deposit box thrown in the mix. If you choose to stop there, you get to pick between 1, 2, or 3. Jenna opens up the one you choose, and you get what's inside. If it closes on you and you don't yell stop before that, you get nothing, okay?
Okay.
How you feeling this round, Al?
I'm feeling like a lot of ones. We're talking about all this talk about poles. Makes me feel real good.
A lot of ones, huh?
A lot of ones.
Okay.
Yep. So, but be careful.
All right. We don't know.
I don't know anything.
Yeah.
You only wrote one in that answer, but that's okay. Yeah.
Followed by zero.
You go with your feeling, Emily. Again, Al has no idea what's going on with the banker, okay?
Okay, I won't listen to Al.
All right. You know what? That's
famous
good.
Words.
That's good.
All right, Emily, good luck. Let's play Beat the Bank!
$110 $180 $190 $350 $520 $590 $640
680. 730.
Stop.
Woo-hoo. All right.
Good girl.
Good.
Was that 730?
Good play. $730, girl.
Yeah. Well played. What are you going to do with that money right there?
I have no idea.
You could buy a pole. You know, they have those poles you could put in your house, in your own house.
Okay, okay.
They're good for exercising. Yeah. Great exercise. So, Emily, that money is yours to keep. That's going to be put in your pocket right now. We want to see just for fun how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
I'm mad when that happens.
You did it, girl.
That's how you play. Beat the bank right there.
Every drop.
Congratulations,
good
Emily.
Good for you.
Thank you.
All right, you go manage those projects you guys got going on.
I'll do that.
So much. So many projects.
JC, we need to read this text just for safety for everyone.
Oh,
for safety.
Safety text.
Coming from a lineman that works on power lines.
Yes.
Don't touch the black tar on those poles.
Uh-huh.
It's called, what is that?
Creosote. One of those.
Most likely has arsenic in it.
Oh.
All right, you guys stay away from those
poles. So smell it, but don't touch it or lick it.
Yeah,
right. Maybe even don't smell it because it has arsenic in it.
Yeah, you don't want...
smell arsenic, can't you?
Don't huff. I wouldn't. Don't huff it.
I like the smell of telephone poles.
Emily, hold on for us. We'll hook you up here with your money.
Arsenic on the pole.
One sniff won't hurt. I just want to see
what they all say. That's where it all begins.
It's a gateway
just
sniff.
One
Kelly.
Won't hurt.
Arsenio Hall's name is one letter away from being our
son. All right, we'll play Beat the Bank less than an hour away, and we got a camp to give away this time for the adults.
I'm very curious.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You on the phone during the show, Al?
Sorry, man.
Who are you talking to, man?
Yeah, I was. Never mind. It's a long story.
Business or something?
I'm trying to line something up.
Okay, I feel you, man. It's all good.
Oh, man.
We're just going to sit here quietly and wait till your call is
know.
Over.
I didn't even know we were doing stuff. Yeah. My phone rang, and it was. Yeah. Never mind. It's a long story.
My man. So, we've been giving away camps to the children. And, you know, we were like, man, the kids are getting so lit when we give them these camps that it's just getting way too crazy with the excitement.
Uh-huh.
So today,
let's get some adults lit.
Yeah, we're going to get the adults lit up.
Literally.
With some camps.
All right.
Now, we do have a letter here because we've been asking. You go to kidnation.com. Tell us what camp you want to go to.
Right.
These camps can be pretty expensive. My parents couldn't afford it when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the kids that ride us, their parents can't afford it. So we want to do it for you.
And apparently, camps aren't just for kids.
Right?
No. Jenna, please read us the letter you got.
All right. This says, my husband and I would love to be sent to the Camp No Counselors. This is such an amazing idea. Sometimes we as adults need some time to remember that we are not just mom and dad. Our two toddler girls are our world, but we need a reminder of our inner child.
Yeah.
This is very close to home. It takes place in Austin, Texas, and it happens to be the week of my birthday. What better way to bring in the big 33? And that is from Lily.
Lily, how are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you for asking. How are y'all doing?
Great. I love you already just for wanting to go to this camp.
I love the camp. The camp's called Camp No Counselors.
Lily, where did you hear about this camp?
I was just searching on Facebook one day, and it popped up as an ad, and I was like, oh, my goodness, this is not real.
Because from what I remember, Lily, from my friends telling me, when they used to go to camp, the counselors were always getting in the way of their makeout sessions.
Well, hopefully my husband and I can get that away.
Yeah.
That.
And your husband's name is Josue?
Josue, shout out, right?
Oh, you missed me.
Yeah.
Josue.
Josue. That's the cooler version of Jose.
Josue.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's Joshua in English, but call him Joshua and he'll have some problems.
No. Joshua.
He goes by Sway.
Josue.
He goes by Sway.
Sway. Cool. Oh, even cooler.
Right. Yeah.
All right, so Camp No Counselor. Now, you said you saw this on an ad on Facebook. However, a lot of us may have seen this on Shark Tank.
Oh, it was on Shark Tank, too?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Let's welcome to the show Adam, who's the founder and CEO of Camp No Counselor. Hi, Adam.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
No problem, dude.
All right, so we have so many questions. Why don't you just tell us what this Camp No Counselors is all about?
Sure. I mean, to sum it down into one sentence, it's summer camp for grown-ups, except there's an open bar. So it's wakeboarding, it's water skiing, it's zip lining, arts and crafts, archery, all of those classic kids summer camp games that you did when you were back at camp back in the day. And then in the evenings, we have an open bar, and we bring in bands and DJs to make it more fun for grown-ups.
Heck, well, yeah, you do, Adam.
How do you keep control of the adults when there's alcohol?
It is just mayhem. No, I'm just we have we're adults. We can kind of police ourselves for the most part, but we have certified bartenders, and we go through all the process to make sure that everyone's safe and there for the right reasons. But
for drink, much, heck yeah, they are.
Yeah, pretty much. Knock on wood, we've done 40 camps across the U.S. so far, and we've never had one fight.
Whoa.
So it's really the people who are there for the right reasons, to play, to get back to camp, be silly, meet new friends. And sure enough, in the evening, of course, to party their faces off.
Okay, now, Adam, you said you guys had archery, so you guys aren't going to be drinking and shooting arrows, right?
No. While we do have, like, Bloody Marys and mimosas at breakfast and beer and wine at lunch and then a full open bar from dinner on through the rest of the evening, during the activity periods, there's no booze. And we find that the people who do sign up and pay for this weekend away really do want to play all the activities.
Yeah.
So while you'll have one or two Bloody Marys at breakfast, people are not really trying to take too much advantage of the bar during those activity periods.
Yeah.
You should just call your camp Big Al Saturday.
Yeah.
Except for that archery and all those activities and stuff.
Yeah, you don't do activities, Al. You just sit there. And Adam, when you went on Shark Tank, who went in business with you, or did you get anybody?
So Mark Cuban made an offer, which I turned down.
That's right.
So in the end, I did not get an offer go into business with anyone. But it was an amazing experience. Super nerve-wracking, of course. But,
yeah.
But a fantastic experience. And then, you know, one of the greatest attributes of Shark Tank is it got the word out there. So a lot of people found out about it, put it on their radar. And so even though things didn't work out on the financial side, it was a fantastic exposure opportunity for us.
So Adam, if a person comes to your camp and they do all of the drinking and festivities in the evening, what makes them get up in the morning to actually do activities and not just sleep through to the next party?
We have a lot of really fun activities that you just don't want to miss out on. I mean, you're only there for a few days,
okay.
So everyone really tries to make the most of it. But sure enough, there's always those stragglers, and hopefully we can have some hangover potions and remedies to help with those people.
Awesome.
Love it. I love your idea, dude.
Well, Adam, Lily and her husband, Sway, are two of the fans of the camp. Is there anything you would like to tell Lily?
Yeah, well, thank you for being on the air with me today, Lily. And we heard about you and heard that you guys were interested in coming. And we wanted to say that we are pleasured and so excited to offer you two tickets to come to our Austin camp this year.
Wow, he's pleasured.
Wow, that is awesome. Thank you so much. We're so excited. I can't wait to tell him.
Camp is honestly like a resort, but has all the activities that you remember at Kids Summer Camp. So congratulations, and thank you so much for writing in and all the interest. It's been very exciting.
And Adam, it's not just for couples, right? Like you have, I'm assuming, a lot of single people that want to apply to go to the camp, or maybe even groups of friends.
I'm sorry, that's Camp Hookup, Jenna.
Camp Swinger.
That's exactly right. We find that it's actually about half of the people come as couples, half come as singles. And the majority of people do come as small groups, you know, 3, 4, or 5 people. And then you can bunk with your friends and compete on different teams and different games with your friends. But it's really a choose-your-own-adventure-style weekend.
Yeah.
So if you want to just have some rosé and lay by the lake, go for it. Or if you want to dive deep and, you know, play all the activities and sign up for the different sports and things, you can also do that. So it's really a make it whatever you like kind of
camp. Have you guys had any babies be created because of camp no counselor?
I don't know, but we definitely have had weddings. We have had, different people meet up, and it's a really unique way to meet people rather than just on Tinder or at a bar.
We actually asked one of the campers how they did, and here she is. There you go. She had a blast, Adam. She had a blast.
That sounds awesome.
Well, Lily, have so much fun.
I'm
so excited.
Lily.
Thank you all so much. We really appreciate it. There will be no babies coming out of this.
All right. And if this sounds like fun to you and you're listening to this, like, wait, I want to go do that. You just can check out campnocounselors.com.
I love it.
And Lily, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I love y'all guys. Y'all are the best.
You're welcome. And thank you so much, Adam. You have an awesome camp, man.
My pleasure. Hopefully you guys can make it too.
All right. Yeah. My wife and I are definitely interested.
Show trip.
Yep.
Right?
Show trip.
Adam, hang on the phone. We need you to talk to our boss if you don't mind. Thanks.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The mission of Kids Kids is to provide hope and happiness by creating beautiful memories for families of children with life-altering or life-threatening conditions. And we would like to announce that Kids Kids applications for this year's trip, which is right around the corner, are now available at kidskids.com. That's K-I-D-D-S-K-I-D-S.com. So you can nominate a child or make a donation today at kidskids.com. The trip is happening November 16th through the 20th, which is the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but it takes a little while to get all of this stuff together.
Yeah, of course.
You have to run this by the board and the doctors and the nurses and all that blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, got to make a selection.
Yeah.
And then we got to get your money.
Kids Kids run by Kid's daughter, Kid Craddock's daughter, Caroline Craddock. She's the CEO of Kids Kids now, so still going strong.
Yep.
Go to kidskids.com and nominate that family that you think is deserving to go. And we also have that teen trip coming up. Two trips in one.
Two trips.
All right, Kelly, now you can be petty.
Oh, this is going to make me look so bad.
It's okay.
Come on.
Why are you mad?
Join the club.
I'm just a little grumpy.
Why? Okay. Is somebody here?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So I flew home. My best friend since fifth grade, Tommy Jean's mother, passed away.
Yep.
They, you know, and I just, it cost a lot of money to fly home last minute like that. So, but I was very fortunate. I was able to use some credit card miles and didn't pay for the full price of the ticket. So, I mean, it was a full price ticket, but I used my miles to help cut some of the costs.
Isn't there like a secret discount you get if you're going for a funeral?
I think it has to be. I don't know if
it has to be immediate family.
This is my friend's mother, so I didn't even look at that. I didn't really take the time to check into that. I'd rather, whatever.
Yeah.
So I was able to get it a little bit cheaper, but it was still kind of expensive. But I learned how to do the online boarding with my phone, you know, where you can download the little barcode. That's very exciting.
Yeah, that way you don't have to print
it. I really like that. And you put it in your wallet. Yeah. I'm still learning how to use an iPhone, people.
You're saving the earth.
I am saving the earth. So I did that. And then the night before I was supposed to fly back home, it sent me a notification. Would you like to upgrade to first class for like $93?
Oh, heck yeah. Sign me up.
Right? Okay.
Sign me
up
for $90?
That's nothing, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it is something. But I was like, I'm going to be flying back really late.
Yeah.
I'll have more room to stretch out and sleep. Yep. My flight was scheduled to leave at 10 p.m., but ended up being delayed till later because of storms. I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to go ahead and splurge.
And you get the warm nuts.
Because you get alcohol treats.
Yeah. Help you fall asleep.
You get warm nuts. Yeah. You get meals. You get all this perks in addition to the legroom.
I hope I don't know where you're going.
So the flight's delayed and everything. So I get on the board and I'm like, I'm not drinking. It's just too late for me to be drinking. So I went ahead and said, I'm just going to have my diet Sprite because it was very late.
Okay.
I didn't need the calories that late at night. Here come my warm nuts. I'm so excited. I'm like, this is the beginning.
Yeah.
3 hours of me getting, food and da 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 and all this stuff. So he comes back. Would you like another diet Sprite? Yes, I would.
Of course I would.
Load me up with my free diet Sprite. I paid $93 for whatever. And I'm ready. Here comes the meal choices.
Right.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
He comes over and whispers in my ear, ma'am, would you like chocolate chip or snickerdoodle?
That's not dinner.
Excuse me?
Wait a minute. It's a 3-hour flight.
All I got for my meal, in addition to the warm, hot rag, which is fun,
and
my
warm
nuts.
Okay, you did get the warm nuts. Okay.
I didn't get to choose between the chicken or the pasta.
No?
I got to choose between chocolate chip or snickerdoodle. I was so mad.
What'd you go with, though? Snickerdoodle?
Neither. I was so mad, I said, neither. I'm not wasting my calories at midnight on a snickerdoodle. I'm so mad.
Yeah. Meanwhile, everybody's ordering their cookies, and Kelly's like,
fatties. I heard one woman say, just give me more nuts.
Dude,
when you get in first class, you're expected to be drunk when you get off that plane and full of something.
You are neither.
With a salad.
A snickerdoodle is really good, though.
JC, no, I was so mad.
I know you are.
I've got to wear my wedding dress. I came off the funeral food.
You're being a good girl.
Well, no, I wasn't at the funeral.
Oh, you weren't? What'd you eat?
They throw food at you in the South when you have a
somebody die. Yeah, but you're trying to make the healthy decisions.
Oh, honey,
when
there's no healthy choice when it comes to coconut cake.
They didn't throw you off the plane or anything.
Yeah, but by
now I didn't. I didn't like punch him or anything. I was like, "You've got to be kidding me!" Snickerdoodle or chocolate chip? I was so mad.
Poor Kelly.
Beat the bang. Hate to bring it up, but I got to know. Whatever. happen to our baby show go? Beat.
Oh, yeah.
The bang.
That's a
beat
Justin question.
The bang.
Kid the goat.
Yeah.
He's somewhere.
I mean, we were so excited to have a show goat. All right. I don't know. Nobody knows. I mean, I don't.
Yeah. My name disappeared, so I'm just going to ask. Who's on the phone?
It's Justin Knox.
What up, Justin?
Justin Knox. There you are.
You are one of the three, sir. The first one to call in.
That's Justin Knox's name right there on my list. Welcome to the show, Justin. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing awesome. What are you up to right now?
I was in the middle of work. I got a text, and they said, hey, they just called your name. I was like, of course, I'm working.
Oh. Hey, well, you know what? You got in. Who texted you?
Oh, one of my friends.
Yeah. All right. Well, you want to shout him out? Give him a little.
Oh, his name's Jason Castro. I'm sure he's still listening.
Right. Jason Castro, the singer?
Jason Castro?
Yeah, no.
Oh, hey,
yeah, he's my bestie. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. What do you do? What do you do?
Engineering.
Engineer. Wow. Yeah, you sound smart.
I love trains.
Yeah.
No, not that type.
Not the choo-choo engineer?
No, not that one.
Oh, okay.
Well, all right, well, the other kind of
maybe next.
Too.
Maybe next career, you know? Big Al, will you tell Justin how we play Beat the Bank, please?
Yeah, Justin, we're going to put you in the Kid Credit Morning Show Bank Vault, and you'll hear the banker hollering out dollar amounts. They're going to increase, okay? When you hear one that fits you, you just say stop, and you'll win the last amount that you've heard. Now, if you hear him say safe deposit box, it may behoove you to stop right there because we have three boxes. You pick one. Could be up to $3,000 in cash or prizes in that bad boy as well. If you hear the Bank Vault door close before you say stop, oh, I'm afraid to say, Mr. Engineer, man, you're not going to get a doggone thing.
Mm.
Well, man.
Yeah.
You think it's tough being an engineer. Try being an engineer with no train or no money.
Yes, that'd be bad.
Yeah.
Thanks, kid.
My wife liked that one. Thanks. All right, Justin, you know the rules. You know how it works. We want you to win big.
Me too.
We ready?
I'm ready.
Let's open the door. Let's play
Beat the Bank! $50, $300, $340, $360, $440, $570, $620.
Stop.
Woo! Okay.
Whoa.
Justin had a feeling that it was not going to go any further than $620. Big Al Mack, you wrote down $610.
I wrote $610. We were thinking alike,
on
sir.
The same page.
Yep.
What are you going to do with that money, Justin?
Oh, man, I'm going on vacation next week, so that'll be some good spending money.
Oh, yeah. Where are you going?
New Braunfels with the family.
There you go.
All right. That. Well, you got that $620. That's yours. Let's see how high it would have gone.
All right.
$630.
We didn't leave a $10 on the table all day today.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take that.
Well played, man. You have fun on that vacation, okay?
Oh, I will. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Yeah
man.
Where are all those texts that say no dudes ever win now?
Right.
Justin's a winner, and he's a dude.
Better break Jason Castro off a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, good looking out, Jason Castro.
Yeah.
For your buddy, Justin Knox. If you want to play Beat the Bank, we're going to play again tomorrow, same time, 720 and 820 Central. You can sign up to play at kidnation.com.
This is the Kid Credit Morning Show.